Do you know that, Andy? That if you eat two bananas back to back and then chug a bottle of Sprite, you'll throw up.
It's like one of those things where it's like if your hand is bigger than your face, you have cancer.
Welcome to Can I Kick It? This is a podcast about film festivals. My name is Jesse Catherine Weber, and I'm joined by
Andy Gramuga,
Colin Ashley,
Emilio Diaz.
It's the long-awaited return of Too Early Can Predictions.
That's right.
It's my first Too Early Can Predictions in 2 years. How about that?
That's right, because Jesse was
last year. Although, you know, it certainly happened
master
with
ceremonies of sorts.
Right, it happened.
Yeah,
with
she made a mark on
with
it,
my
sure.
input.
Yeah.
Certainly, right. I just was.
But then you had no power over what we decided,
right.
And
which
I'm
is
sure
well,
that was very.
Are you
going to
vote
still,
this time?
Right, no, that's still true. I'm yeah, just right. gonna. Present options.
You're just
going to
be able
you.
To yell at us live
right.
instead of
yes.
like,
and you can fact check. Like,
yeah.
Say, did
right.
Blue play can.
yeah. Well, yeah, that'll be relevant. Sure. Yeah, we're doing the same format as last year, though.
Right. Also, I'm not sure about too early because I think Variety published like a huge
yeah, it is.
Today,
we're less
many as 5 hours it, ago. By
I
my
feel
count.
Like it, I feel like it was moving earlier, and then it's been moving later. Because yeah, Deadline also posted a part one the other day. Yeah, we're kind of falling into the pack, unfortunately. This and does then, this feels like a more uncertain year than the previous years. Like I'm just like I guess that maybe there's not as many like obvious and like one that is on the bracket and that I think I seeded highly. Now both Deadline and Variety have said it seems like it's going to be ready.
Is there a bracket that will be maintained for us to look at as we record? I believe we had that last time.
I think Emilio put that together, but I don't know. I think we gave him time before we started recording the episode. To
I'll
that
do it.
Last time.
Sorry.
No, well, I'll put a bracket together.
Well, Jesse does that. Speaking of uncertain, do you want to talk about the news?
Sure. What's the news?
Xavier Dolan is the president
right.
of the Uncertain Regard jury at Cannes.
That's right.
Sure.
Fresh off of his retirement from making films.
Come back, King.
Yeah, we didn't talk about what we were talking about, Cat vs. and how Berlin sort of
I lost all
yeah,
goodwill.
They, you know, they've got people being like, oh, we, yeah, that was, we'll see what happens next year. There was, I saw a good podcast tweeted that I listened to this morning. I think it was called The Shadows Podcast. It was a couple of critics that had been there. I thought having a very frank discussion about being like, oh, that was bad. We shouldn't, I wish we hadn't gone to that. I sure. don't know if they say it in those words, but just like, yeah. I'll, you know, as I've been doing, get a link in the description to that. I'm still working on the bracket. Did you, anyone have more on Dolan?
No, I guess it's
did
like,
we ever talk about when Criterion announced that they were putting Wally in the collection, that on the Instagram he was on the comments with, I think, in all caps, yes.
Mm. That's sweet.
That's awesome.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is there a chance he was the French voice for Wally?
There's a very small chance, because I know he has done, like, French voices.
I think he was in, I think he did, like, Inside Out.
Sure.
Is that true? That's very funny.
Yeah, he was, like, a voice, he was, like, a voice actor. He did, like, that kind of stuff. I'm
he was, Melanie was Laurent's he... Dad,
famously, Homer right. Simpson.
Yeah, I kind of,
I guess it's nice that he's going basically back to where he came from, I guess, in a certain
way.
A lot of people, when this was announced, talking about how disliked he was at his Kanjuri, where he, like, put his yes. foot down about mm-hmm. Carol, famously, and the yeah. Coen brothers mm-hmm. didn't like him.
Yep.
There's also that famous Mads Mikkelsen gif where he's unsatisfied looking at Xavier Dillon win an award.
Has anybody ever asked him about that?
As Mads Mikkelsen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like James, I have seen...
James Corden?
is this a running bit we have on this podcast where James Corden is our hardest hitting journal? I feel like there was something we talked...
I don't remember that, but...
I was like just trying to think of someone who, like...
I feel like
we would be desperate to go viral.
A very similar bit happened very recently.
Well, recently.
No, not I guess not recently necessarily, but like
it's 2024, Emilio. It's March already, buddy.
Buddy. I guess his last role was apparently his voice is in The Beast. I did not know that.
Interesting.
I think he produced it as well.
Whoa.
Yeah. System Intelligence Artificial voice. So I guess he plays an AI voice in The Beast.
Sure, that makes sense. I cannot get this fucking bracket made.
I was going to say, I remember last year me being like, oh, I can whip up a bracket in 5 seconds, and then similarly being like, why is it so hard to make?
Why can't you just, yeah, you should be able to just type, you should be able to just give them the list, and they'll put them seated into a bracket.
Colin's gonna go manual mode.
Yeah, I'll just keep a list for myself.
Perfect.
Oh, just for yourself?
Or, I mean, I'll announce, I mean,
we can,
we'll have it.
Yeah. We'll have it. I know the numbers. Do we want to? How do we want
to? So yeah. So again, our goal is again we're trying to predict the winner of the Palme d'Or, right? That's our ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we are guessing a bunch of movies where we don't even know what is officially going to be at the festival or in competition or anything like that. So
yeah,
that all sort of factors into it, and that'll be sort of what our discussion is.
And I will be vague in answering questions about,
Yeah. But the entrants are seeded based on how likely Jesse thinks they are.
Yeah. I put no thought into it, but very loosely, which I think was the case last year as well.
Loosely, but we trust Jesse's gut here.
I'm looking at it and I'm like, that's interesting, but there is one pregame, I think last year you had the two Lanthimoses. This year there are two Kirill Serebrennikov films, one in English with Ben Whishaw, and then Disappearance... I want to say Disappearance is about Joseph Mengele. Let's see. What is this other Serebrennikov movie? They're both, like, legit done. Okay. Limonov has maybe been done since last year, though.
Like, could have potentially been in last year's can if they had.
Possibly.
Yeah, I guess unclear. It also lightly bears saying that it's March. This is kind of a March Madness thing.
I guess that's really true. Yeah.
Great.
Yes, great. August Diehl as Joseph Mengele in Disappearance.
Okay, so Andy, which one of those do you think is most likely to play Canon? This is our first matchup.
I would say the one with August Diehl in it is more likely than the one with Ben Whishaw in it.
All right, we're cutting Limonov.
Am I the sole authority on that? I thought we were going to have a discussion.
Sorry.
About that.
No, I think we give you full say on that one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I was also planning to have a discussion, but I think it is funnier to just let Andy the word right there. All right,
Limonov, bye-bye.
Okay, all right. My expertise. I definitely know who Sarah Brennikov is. Don't
Petrov
worry.
Petrov flu. Sarah Brennikov.
We all remember Petrov's flu.
Yeah, we all remember Petrov's flu and Tchaikovsky's wife. In competition. Leto, yeah. All three films in competition. Leto has Teo Yu in it. It's about, like, Russian...
Sure.
Rock music in, like, sure. 80s.
What was that movie that played Cannes years ago that was about, like, lepers?
That was the Shockey movie. Yomedin.
I don't know why those two movies are run together.
They might have been the same year. They might have both been 2018 or... Yeah.
I do feel like that happens sometimes where it's, like, stuff from... can lineups that I'm aware of, but I never saw, will just, like, run together.
Uh-huh. It's, like, there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the first legitimate matchup is...
Andrea Arnold versus Terrence Malick. Arnold was at Cannes last with American
Cow?
Cow was there.
Of course. But last in yes, it was in Cannes Special, I believe.
Sure.
Sure,
but American this is the is her last narrative.
This is the movie with old Saltburn himself.
Yeah, Barry.
Yeah, Barry Keoghan
and Mr. Passages.
And Mr. Passages, they're both in it. I guess this is sort of just banking on,
but not the Mr. Passages that would make a movie not play at Cannes.
Yes,
according to Andy.
I just said more likely. I didn't say definitively that Can hates Ben Whishaw and will never show a movie star.
It should break star. I have confirmation that Leto and Yomedin were in competition the same year.
Yeah. So I guess this is just banking on, is the Terrence Malick movie done and will it play Can?
Yeah, I low-seeded it because I was just like, no one thinks that movie is... close at this point.
It would be really crazy if they announced that it was there. That
I guess someday someone will announce that they're showing the Malick.
A good thing to put a bet on would be to be, or what would happen first, Terrence Malick movie or this podcast ending.
Again, not a thing that you can put a bet on because
I could have a touch, right?
Well, also, I don't think anyone who knows us can because I think we'd be amenable to some game fixing.
Sure.
It's like that Super Bowl guy, the guy who put a bet that there would be a streaker and then he streaked.
Yes,
that's very funny.
That's good.
So yeah, we're saying Andrea Arnold, right?
But here's the case against Andrea Arnold. She's legally not permitted to win anything but the jury prize, and we are betting on what is going to win the Palme d'Or.
Sure. But more
right.
likely
if,
to win.
So you're saying if Malick's there, he's got Palme potential.
Yeah.
More Palme potential.
Again,
I don't think
there's
don't
like a there's like a 2% chance he's there. So we're going with Andrea Arnold here. But I feel like this is a thing to keep in mind for future matchups.
She's a weak one seed for sure. I don't know who's the...
Right, we'll see who she faces
Was it Sasako who won last year?
It was, I believe.
Who that movie premiered at Berlin and unclear if anyone really likes it.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there.
We've got Joe Janka and Kevin Costner.
This is one where I've become less sure that Zsa Zsangkuo's movie is done. But if I were like 100% sure that movie were done, that would be the one seed.
Sure.
Costner,
of course, the movies are done. We know that he tried to get them into Venice last year to no avail.
We know he was interested. Yeah, we don't necessarily know how hard he tried.
Right. He like, but right. But he was like, it was like he wants them to play. He want they like they there was reporting that he wanted them to play at Venice, which led to me picking it first in our Venice draft.
You picked it first. That's crazy. I don't. Yeah. I did not remember that.
Yeah.
like even in the. Even in the universe where that would have played, that it, yeah. It's like, what is that winning?
It's like, I was like, it's going to be a big deal.
The Golden Lion, of course.
Yeah.
I don't think we factored in, you know, people on the streets talking into our point system for that draft. So I think this is a fairly easy Giajanka. I feel like Costner wouldn't have done like the full trailer rollout and be like the event or whatever. He's going to play it at a festival and certainly not in competition. I guess there's a world where it plays like out of comp, but even then it seems unlike. What is the release date on it? It's like late May, right?
Well, there's two.
June, and then I believe the second one will be August.
That's very crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's going to do two more, apparently.
Uh-huh.
You know, I saw that trailer on Twitter, and I was like, I don't know. And then I saw it in theaters in front of Dune 2 the other day. And I was convinced by the trailer on the big screen. It looks good, kind of.
Well, with that qualifier.
Yeah, I was about to say not to hedge it too much at the end.
Giajanka wins.
Looks good, period.
Yeah, Giajanka wins this matchup.
You don't think it looks. There's your Palme d'Or winner right there.
Yeah, I think we'll have a larger discussion on the Giajanka in a more competitive matchup.
Yeah.
Next matchup.
Yeah, great. That was a trap that I laid for Andy. You passed. Good job.
I don't think it's going to win. It's going to win.
You should have seen it at like 23 if you wanted Andy to really fall for it.
I couldn't place a legitimate trap.
I know the difference between Venice and Cannes, and Venice is the one that would go for a Costner movie, and Cannes is not the one that would go for a Costner movie.
Did we discuss, has he ever been there?
Costner? I don't know. I don't think so.
He's
not really a festival guy at all, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Next matchup is Audrey Dewan and Michelle Hazanavicius.
That's funny.
Audrey Dewan with the Emmanuel remake?
Yes.
And I don't know what. Is this the...
He made some animated movie. That's a real throwaway low seed.
We keep going with
that's what, and that's the movie we're considering for this. Is animated,
whatever animated movie that he made.
Did his One Cut of the Dead come out?
Yeah, Kino Lorber eventually put it out.
You say that, but his most liked and well performing movie is The Artist, which is basically an animated movie.
Is that true?
No,
we all love OSS 117, Cairo Nest of Spies.
No, that's not what I was asking if it was true.
Listen, I'm just trying to make an argument for everybody. I just want to make sure all voices were heard.
Sure,
we're obviously going to Audrey the Wand here, but
So the trend recently, has been like they will maybe have one animated film, right? Like.
Did they have one?
Has it? I don't think they have.
Or am I thinking of a different festival that will like have like one animated film?
Maybe?
In competition, I don't think so. This hasn't the VCS animated film. It is apparently narrated by Jean-Louis Trintignant, who died nearly 2 years ago.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Animation takes a long time.
I guess so.
Especially when Hazanavicius is drawing every frame himself.
The Dardenne brothers are producers on it.
Oh, that helps. It's
shooting up. Yeah. It's shooting way up the list.
It's based on... this is going to go even higher. It's based on a novel written by someone named Jean-Claude Grumberg.
So this is an interesting matchup, I'll say. Because Happening was Venice.
Right. And it won. Like, and she's French.
Emmanuel horror remake in its own regard.
That own right. I do not believe those are horror movies.
Aren't they? Something else.
Nope, they are softcore pornography, what I believe.
That's a horror to me.
Whoa, Andy. Whoa.
we can't unpack that.
No, you got
no
it.
Further questions. But
recommend therapist to me. Can I kick it? podcast@gmail.com.
Who's what was that?
Does it have a
I said recommend therapists to me. Kenneth@gmail.com.
Dr. Ruth. do they have Emmanuel? Is it do they have
distribution? I think Neon might.
Neon.
It might be Neon.
Neon. Boy, Neon.
Shoots, I mean, that's what? Shooting.
They love their fucking Palme d'Or.
I should have checked the Neon slate. To make sure there were no,
I could see it being Venice though. This is the only argument. Sure. Where I could like see, Hazanovich just making it as just like a French patsy, because like they have to have their French quote and they get some fucking bozo in there. It's like classic guy like that.
Yeah, like, you know,
likelihood of him winning.
Let's find
call
some
him a patsy and a bozo back to back. You know,
he spent fuck 2 years hand animating this film.
Banned from the show. Banned from Can I Kick It? Hard. You know, I was thinking of someone else who is banned for life. I really whammed you.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I wasn't even disputing you insulting him. I was more just like, you really broke out the Sephoris and just hit him with two, like, similar meaning words back to back. I'll do the one wins we need to get.
Yeah,
I'll do the one wins.
Yeah, Queen and Hong Sang-soo.
This is Steve McQueen is the one where I'm like, people keep saying that movie's not going to be done in time. But also Thierry said he really wanted it, so maybe.
Rushes it for it, yeah.
And the Hong, unlike Kirill Serebrennikov, you just get whatever movie he happens to have made if he's made a movie.
But he's played have they put directors him in comp recently.
He's played directors Fortnite.
He has like been in competition, but it's been quite a while, I think. Or The Day After was in competition.
Yeah, 2017.
Yes, that was the last one.
And 27 movies ago.
I'm voting Hong, I think.
How often I don't think they would, maybe, for this. Can Will screen something that's like, we're not quite done sometimes, right? Like, things will come in hot.
I don't think they like to publicize having done that.
I guess it's more just like then, like, they'll, like, after the camera,
if it's like,
back to the editing.
Right. If it's like basically done, but, you know, they're, you know, tightening things up, maybe. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, some work was done on You Were Never Really Here after that premiere. That was like a last second one.
Yeah.
Emilio is about to vote for Hong, in which case we could be done.
We could go Hong. I guess I just to finish Andy's point, that I think movies can always get edited after Cannes. If the Steve McQueen thing is like effects, I don't think they would show an effects unfinished thing.
Yeah.
Let's go with Hong here.
Sure. Choose a lower seed for once.
Yes. Yeah.
Next up. Mike Lee and Paul Schrader.
Mike Lee, end of discussion.
I think Mike Lee is closest to... Well, I guess we did have the Peter Lou didn't play at Cannes controversy.
Yeah.
Mr. Turner?
Yeah, Mr. Turner was... Which was only two movies before that. But, had I been there, I would have said not only did Peter Lou play at Venice instead of Cannes, but famously... Vera Drake was rejected from Cannes and then won the Golden Lion.
Right.
Yeah. So there's what's the Schrader Cannes argument? Like, his movie.
Yeah.
He was planning to submit it, but also he thinks it will get rejected. Right. But, you know, you don't often have Canada confirmation that something has been submitted.
That is true. But I think we go Lee here, I'll and go, Lee, yeah, Lee is somebody I'll earmark to be like, who knows, maybe.
Yorgos Lanthimos and Francis Ozone.
Of course, Francois.
Oh, sorry.
I could be the one who made that type of...
No, I think for sure it's Francois.
What is the Ozone movie? I wrote down his name, but he is another sort of just always has a movie.
Yeah.
And there's another Francis on this list.
Yeah.
Also, sure, there is another.
As Colin Francis. Said, he's a prime French Patsy parrot.
Yeah, sure. It's been a little while since he was the French Patsy, but...
I think now Yorgos is... He's too Hollywood to play Can, is sort of my take on Yorgos right
sure.
now.
Sure. Well, this one, it's Kinds of Kindness. It's the, it's an anthology film.
Right? And it's like Quali, and it's like a bunch of stars, and they all want to go to, I don't know that they want to do Can. He's been a Venice person recently. So would go.
They probably want to do another award season run with it.
His last Can was Sacred Deer.
Yes, I want to
say that. Yes.
Yeah, favorite is the year after, and then your favorite is Venice. So, we're going Ozone here.
Yeah. The Francois Ozone movie is titled Quand vient l'automne. Showcases a crime family's dinner, doesn't seem to have any famous people in it.
Sounds like a French movie that plays at Cannes.
Next up, Lucrezia Martel and Kiyoshi Kurosawa. This is a good one.
Martel did say towards the end of last year that she was pretty close to done. So she is slightly ahead of Malik as far as possibility of the movie having been completed.
Yeah. Zama played Can.
No. No.
Sama did not play
Sama Can. could not play Can because it was produced by Pedro Almodovar, who was the president of the jury that year.
Okay.
And then was placed out of competition at Venice.
Okay. That's good to know. Kiyoshi Kurosawa.
I guess there might be two movies now. I was thinking the French Serpent's Path remake. Well, but Chime has premiered already.
Oh, of course, sure. So yeah, there's
two. Chime is on the blockchain?
I think that's the blockchain one, because that's also the 45-minute one. It's not there yet, but I think that's the plan. Maybe it is. Path. Who can say?
I go Martel. Here, she seems more likely to play Can and maybe even win something if she's there, whereas Kurosawa does not fully strike me. It's not impossible.
He's been in competition, I'm pretty sure, but again, I think it's been a while. Like Tokyo Sonata or something.
Yeah, Tokyo Sonata is a movie. Did we talk about that?
No.
No, we did not. But I guess it's not impossible, but I'd go Martel.
Sure. Yes, I agree.
Great. Moving on.
Colin, next matchup?
Before we vanish, was that Can.
Okay.
Sure, but not in competition, was it?
No, Mr. Schumergard.
Yeah, great.
Next matchup is Sean Baker and Alain Girardi. Baker, what does he have?
It's just some movie. There's someone who's kind of famous in it. It just sounds like another Sean Baker movie. It's called Anora.
It's the she's from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Mickey
Madison. Yeah,
Mickey Madison. Yes.
Yes. I don't know if anyone really knows what it is, but he shot it last year.
Oh sure, she was on Better Things, I think, the Pamela Adlon FX show.
Sure.
I think there was somewhere that where it was set in Brooklyn or whatever.
Sure.
And then Alain Girardi.
Stranger by the Lake.
Yeah. This is an interesting matchup. I guess Red Rocket at Cannes went over well enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if there's a reason they wouldn't have him. Oh, well. I guess I can only tell by the people.
It
I
wasn't know. It, Red Rocket wasn't in competition, right?
It was.
Yeah, was it?
It
was.
Oh yeah. It was.
Oh
yeah.
Oh wow.
Florida Project was director's Fortnite, I want to say.
That sounds right.
Yes.
Okay. This is interesting. I can see Baker being back, but he's also the kind of guy where it's like maybe he makes just something too small and they're like,
and waits for this.
Maybe he might wait for
it. Because, like, I mean, Red Rocket,
I feel like that would be a weird place for it to premiere. Maybe.
Maybe.
I can see him. Well, I guess I don't know how directors Fortnite work waiting these days, but I can see him getting that in.
Sure. Maybe. I mean, like, Red Rocket is not large.
Red Rocket is not large. I guess that is true.
I kind of think he's maybe been, not to put my thumb on this guy, I think he's maybe been anointed as new, like, the French think this guy's real serious.
Sure.
Yeah, like, I can see
American,
that.
Americana.
Yeah. Like, you make Red Rocket and the French are like, ooh.
Yeah.
They're so real, so raw.
Yeah,
they're like the Safdies don't make movies together anymore, so we need to take one of these kinds of guys in.
Yeah, this is the guy who's showing us the real America.
Alright, we're going Baker.
We're going Baker.
Next up, Francis Ford Coppola and Wang Bing.
Who, the last thing I heard about Wang Bing was that he had finished the third part of Youth, but not the second, so I don't know what's up with that.
That'd be funny. And Coppola is apparently putting Megalopolis out in IMAX in fall.
Yes. Right. Which
I imagine that's like when there was an IMAX window, probably. Is probably
yes.
The thinking there.
Yep. I bet.
He was there, and he was at Cannes with Tetro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know. One of the few people with multiple Palme d'Ors, he's a legend. Yeah. There's no way they wouldn't ever want to not have him.
That they
there.
Would, like, not consider it or whatever. Yeah.
Didn't,
what was it we have talked about? Like, he has said that it wasn't going to play a festival, I think.
He said that he wanted it to, like, just come out everywhere at once, which would have, it would have worked to do that. And open can, but unclear, you know, if it's doing IMAX in the fall, that's not what the plan is. But, you know, he could perhaps be convinced.
Yeah,
but he's probably too high on this list, because even if he is convinced, he'd probably be out of competition.
Maybe. This is sort of the reverse Andrea Arnold, Terrence Malick, where I'm like, the small chance that Francis Ford Coppola plays, I can see him winning. Versus Wang Bing seems to be, like, forever a guy where it's like, we respect what that guy makes, but we're never going to give him a Palme d'Or. But, I guess it depends on whoever the president is. But,
Greta Gerwig.
Greta Gerwig.
It is Greta Gerwig. Maybe she's a Wang Bing head.
I forget it's Gerwig. That's important to remember.
This Andy? Could go. This kind of Andy's the decider. Andy, say a name.
Let's advance Wang Bing.
Wang Bing has won this round.
Upset.
Call the next Carol
Sir, Brendan Coven, Arnaud Desplechin.
So this is this appearance.
Yes.
To DC.
And Desplechin's movie is like it's a Paul Dédalus movie, but also sounds like it maybe has some veering into documentary elements. Paul Dédalus is the character who was originally played by Mathieu Amalric in My Sex Life or How to Get Into an Argument, but then there's also a young version in My Golden Days.
What's the best art Desplechin has ever done it? It can.
I don't think he tends to win awards. I can't think offhand of him having won one.
Yeah, me either. But that half of that is like, yeah, he's probably not going to win, and half of that is maybe like, but maybe he's due.
He's kind maybe of the time. Thinking man's French Patsy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a great call.
Yeah. I guess, right. And they,
where know. It's like he's putting stuff out and just frequently, but and it's all everyone, not a lot of people see it, but everyone who does is like, it's pretty good.
But the last few, it's been more like 10 people see it and like 7 of them are like, this is nothing. And 3 of them are like, oh, no, this is something.
But that sort of feels like the problem. That sort of feels like the Serebrennikov thing. Also, he feels like he feels like a European Patsy.
He's less respected.
Though I guess if this is like his English language movie with Ben Whishaw, I guess that could change things.
No, it's not.
They eliminated that one. Okay, then I'm going the Plushin here.
Yeah,
but it's German language, I guess.
Right. I'm going to play Shen here.
Alright.
Next round, I might mispronounce. Nabil Ayush?
Yes.
And Sylvain Zurcher?
Yes. I believe it's Sylvain Zurcher who directed the new movie, Sparrow and the Chimney.
They did Girl and the Spider, Strange Little Cat.
Yes. Yeah, which both of them directed Girl and the Spider. I'm looking at the name of Nabil Ayush's film. Excuse me. He's a Moroccan filmmaker who had a movie in competition called Casablanca Beats.
Yeah, I remember Casablanca.
Like 21, maybe. The new movie is called Tuda.
Right.
Looks to also have a sort of music bent. Co-written by Maryam Touzani, who I believe, directed The Blue Caftan, which was at Cannes a couple years ago, and well-liked.
The Zurcher movie feels like something destined to not be in competition.
Yeah, I only put it here because I just was like, oh, it'll be in Berlin competition, and the fact that it wasn't, I'm like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they say something about it where they're like, they made it in a different way or something like that, like they made it more there was some quote about a style shift
maybe
that is possible.
I mean, like we made it so Terry will like it.
God knows what that could mean. Imagine trying to get in that headspace.
Idiot Will Graham.
This was something that in the little bit of that podcast I was listening to about Berlin, they were starting to look forward, and they were like, well, who knows what's going to happen at Cannes, because that's the most inscrutable man in the world.
I think it's Ayush.
What if he takes a victory lap where he was like, everybody was talking shit, look who's still here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go a Nabil Ayush.
Yes,
it's a little cynical, but it is the sort of like they're trying to get movies from all over the world to play. This seems like a fairly safe. I feel like I remember people being like, Casablanca Beats isn't horrible at last Cannes. I feel like Spike Lee maybe had something. Was that the Spike Lee year? Maybe
I think so.
Yeah, I feel like he maybe said something kind about it. So that feels to me like a safest there. And as Colin said, the Zurcher movie does feel like it's just going to play like some other section or some other festival. Maybe Open Locarno.
Yeah, it might just do Locarno.
Yeah. Next matchup.
Joshua Oppenheimer and Patricia Mazui?
Mazui. Mazuy.
Yeah, this is the first one that's going to get a full who is that for me. I might need a...
She had a movie at Locarno a couple years ago called Saturn Bowling.
Had two movies in Un Certain Regard in 2000.
She's been in competition before, though, right?
I didn't see...
Maybe not. I know she's worked with Huppert a number of times.
Yeah,
okay.
Who's in this new movie? It's Huppert.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is called The Prisoners. The wives of two inmates serving time in the same penitentiary develop a surprising kinship. Sure. Yeah.
That sounds canny. I gotta say. Is
the Oppenheimer done?
I think so.
They put out a poster.
They shot it in, like,
right?
March. They did? They were shooting it, like, around this time last year, I think.
Yes. This is the Tilda Swinton musical?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like they fully have put out, like, promotional material, like, press releases and stuff. I feel like. Like, not a trailer, but they have indicated, like, yes, this is the movie we are intending to release this year.
We were looking at Oppenheimer. Act of Killing was at Telluride, and Look of Silence was at Venice.
Sure. Yeah, I remember Look of Silence being in competition at Venice.
But it was very funny to see Act of Killing at Telluride.
I could see Oppenheimer going back to Venice if he wants to make like an Oscar run, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
But also, I mean, I don't know. This is like, it feels like he is like making a big swing in a way that I think Cannes could respond to.
Yeah, I guess. This is another one where it's
not
like
a doc. It's gonna be very stylistic. I don't know. Tilda.
I'm fine to go Oppenheimer.
Michael Shannon.
We'll go Oppenheimer. The Mazui for sure sounds like
it could be there.
I do have one more fun fact about that film, which is that the other star of that film is from the MechTube films. Hapsia Hirsi, also from a number of other movies. I've heard Kashish may have shot something new last summer. I didn't put him on the bracket, but he has perhaps moved on from MechTube.
He did. Didn't he get far when we did it last time?
I don't think so.
Did I just like throw him on as like maybe they've turned up a MechTube?
Because we also had the My Win where we were like, it's the evil one, but it could keep going.
I don't know if I put anything evil on this time.
Next matchup.
I could have put the movie Johnny Depp directed on, but I didn't do that. I don't
David
think.
Cronenberg and Jacques Audiard.
What's the Audiard?
Yeah, what is
that? Sounds bad.
I'm kidding. And I freaking love Sisters Brothers.
It might be in Spanish. It's set in, it's got some American actors. It's called Emilia Perez. Yeah, Selena Gomez is in it. Zoe Saldana, Edgar Ramirez. But it's like,
I gotta say, this,
it's sounding promising to me.
I'm not gonna say it sounds promising. I'm gonna say it sounds like a movie that would play the Cannes Film Festival.
The premise is that one of them is playing one of the famous people is playing a lawyer who has to help a cartel boss disappear by transitioning.
Ah.
Yeah.
Great.
And then what was it?
I find it a...
Is that what Cronenberg's called?
The Shrouds, yes.
Sure.
I do believe he, to his credit, cast a trans woman. Maybe.
Sure.
I shouldn't be awarding credits so easily.
Right, before we've seen this film.
Yeah.
I guess that's where, like, boy, I have a hard time seeing, like, Greta Gerwig giving that a Palme d'Or.
Well, I don't know. I certainly see a world where people sit down in the room and are like, that was really brave.
Yeah, a Dupont situation.
But Delon's on the other jury, though.
Yeah, sure. The
he just shows up and it's just like.
And then Cronenberg, like, he'll probably be there, right? Because Crimes of the Future was there.
I mean, he's a canon guy. All his movies basically.
Yeah, certainly of late.
But Crimes of the Future didn't win anything, right?
No.
No. No.
Except our hearts.
Never saw it.
Missing out. I say we go Crone.
We could go Crone.
Sure. Okay.
Vincent Cassell's the star.
Yeah.
That might sway people.
Next matchup is a heater. Two big dogs. Mm-hmm. Two dogs. Whoa. Do you hear that clip?
I know what clip you're talking about, but you need to not talk about this clip. Just
say the title. The
Paolo Sorrentino and Ali Abbasi.
Here's my opinion, Ali Abbasi.
I'm not clear on if that movie will be. I was assuming it wouldn't be done in time because it was like just shooting, but both of these articles are like that Abbasi movie where Sebastian Stan plays Trump might be in
competition. That's right, that's what it is.
That's what it is, where yes.
He plays Trump.
Yeah,
that will absolutely funny. 100%
unfortunately. No, I was gonna say unfortunately this is the most Venice matchup of all time.
Sure, yeah.
But Sorrentino, he I feel like he's gonna play in both of those festivals.
Imagine how much money you would lose if somebody showed you this list and was like, so, one of these movies has a guy playing Trump in it, and you bet against Sorrentino.
Yeah, that's right. I saw
especially movie. If you told them that Gary Oldman was in the Sorrentino.
Oh no.
It's I don't know. It's Gary Oldman and then a bunch of non-famous Italian
actors. It's not Jennifer Lawrence, right?
No,
she's been rumored to be in a movie for a while.
Different. It's mostly Italian actors. I don't think Oldman's the lead. I think he's just in there.
Sure, that makes sense.
I don't know what it's about. It's got some name. Not it's got some.
I think we gotta go Ali Abbasi.
I think I'd go Abbasi. I guess we don't know it's done, but I feel like there was a reaction to Holy Spider at Cannes in a way where they'd be like, we're gonna keep this guy around, where Sorrentino seems fully.
Hold on, you might wanna know what the title of the. It's called Partha Nope?
Sure.
Sure. It may be called Parthenope. I don't know.
Sure. There's not like a dash in there.
No. I just saw it. It was like, Parthenope. But it does seem to be someone's name, which.
Parthenope.
Yeah, I think it might be a Greek name.
All right.
Or an Italian.
Next matchup, Luca Guadagnino and Athena Rachel Sangari.
The Guadagnino movie's queer.
Yeah. Starring Daniel Craig.
Yes. Schwartzman, the Outer Banks guy.
Right. And then Sangari's Greek, Maid Chevalier.
Caleb Landry Jones is in this, I think.
Sure.
Wow.
He's always looking to sneak in there.
We'll come up in the next round a little bit, too.
Sure. I mean, now he's. A Luc Besson favorite.
That's right.
Yeah.
Great.
He's his guy now.
I think it might be boring, but to go Guadagnino sounds right to me.
We were talking earlier, Guadagnino is not a Cannes person, really.
Not really, no. I've heard some, like, maybe they go for this, but no, not really.
They always kind of surprise people.
I mean, we can go Sangari. Right. I can see that, obviously. They like Landry Jones.
Harry Melling is the other actor.
Oh, Harry Melling, sure. I say we go Sangari.
Let's go Sangari.
Yeah.
What is it about? Do we have a plot summary on this? Or is this on a book?
I feel like if I know Caleb Landry Jones in it, I have a vague
idea of what it's about. Uh-huh.
some erratic,
What's this book about? Well... Hold on, it might be about several erratic no good Knicks. Follows The Villager. I don't know if it's
this makes it seem like it's a villager single, but it could be villagers multiple. Reaction to three newcomers who become scapegoats in a time of economic turmoil. So maybe you think that they're bouncing about up to no good, and then actually they're just a group of guys.
It's a group of guys. That's a
final matchup.
Yeah. Let's just move on.
Final matchup of the first round. Justin Kurtzel and Miguel Gomes.
What's the Kurtzel? I guess I don't know.
The Kurtzel is just, it's just another Kurtzel. It's Nicholas Holt and Jude Michael Law. In it?
No.
There's
something funny about this one, right?
I think there's something funny about the next Kurtzel. I think it just has funny people in it. This one, I think, is normal. It's called The Order. Yeah, it's Nicholas Holt and Jude Law and Ty Sheridan.
Double quarter pounder with cheese.
Mark Maron's in it. That's a little bit funny.
That's funny. What's the funny Kurtzel thing that I'm thinking of?
I feel like there's a different movie that just like has a funny cast. Let's see.
Okay, there's he had a movie called The Morning that has Benedict Cumberbatch, Noah Jupe, Laura Dern.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. There's a funnier one.
Of me like, what is the funny plot detail that I maybe heard about a Justin
society
movie?
With a society with a pill that does away the need to sleep and an artificial sun, there is no end to morning, daylight, living, and work. The younger generation of the society consider rebelling to reclaim their dreams.
But that's not the one that's I can't. Sure. Potentially.
No. Right. No, that isn't the one. This is the other one.
And then what's the Miguel Gomes?
It's called The Grand Tour. He had been working on another movie that, like, I don't know if it ever got made.
Top Gear spinoff.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's about cars.
So this
Kurtzel's got a bunch of stuff in the hopper.
He's making a lot of stuff.
His fingers in a lot of pies.
The Kurtzel one seems to be like a crime movie set in America in the 80s, which does read a little canny to me. Like, again, what we spoke about with Sean Baker of the, like, we're getting a taste of real America here.
From this Aussie.
They're also doing a TV show with Jacob Elordi, it looks like.
Kurtzel is?
Yes.
Was, Sigurd Aries was in,
Director's Fortnite. Yes.
And then, Arabian Nights?
Arabian Nights, I believe, got put in Director's Fortnite and he got mad because he wanted it to be in competition. But perhaps there's been enough time. I think he gets mad at a lot of people. I think he was mad that Taboo didn't win the Golden Bear. He might just like getting mad, and at a certain point, the movie has to play somewhere.
I say we go
give it to Andy.
Want me to pick again?
Yeah,
Andy, you're the tiebreaker.
Was there a tie? Let's go with Gomes.
All right.
We're going with Gomes.
Second round. Here we go. First matchup. All
right. Speedy.
Andrea Arnold. Giojunka.
Is that right?
That's not typically how brackets work, I think. But,
it's the next one, right?
You want to do the one seed versus the 16
seed.
So Andrea
Arnold versus Miguel Gomes.
Right.
I mean, I guess we go Arnold here. Given her movie that she seems, as given that she is the safest bet to play Can out of all.
You would think so.
I think, whereas Gomes had a chance of, has a maybe 60% chance of not playing, you just kind of have to go with Andrea Arnold.
Right. And also, I'm like, I can easily see Greta Gerwig, like, really going for an Andrea Arnold movie.
Yep. Next match.
Arnold. And the next matchup is Audrey Dewan versus Athena Rachel Sangari.
Isn't it Janka versus Athena, Rachel Sangar?
Oh, sorry, yes.
Okay, so it's Janka versus Athena, Rachel Sangar.
Ja is his surname.
Ja. What do we know what the Ja is?
It's like a science fiction-y, maybe? It sounds like it has some effects, which is the reason it might not be done.
I think we go Ja here, and
yeah.
we start holding that against him in further round.
Okay.
Sure.
Now, Audrey Dewan and Ali Abbasi.
Is it crazy that I kind of want to go Abbasi here?
I see the vision.
Yeah.
Who's in Emmanuel?
It's Noemi Merlant and Naomi Watts. And what's his face? The guy who directed The Electrical Life of Louis Wayne.
Oh.
Will Sharp is in it.
Wow. Oh, of course.
It's set in White Lotus, season 2. I believe it's set in Hong Kong.
He's also in
the Eisenberg film.
The Eisenberg, yeah.
Every detail of this movie made me feel less confident about it.
You know, she's the French golden child right now.
That is true.
Rebecca Zlotowski co-wrote it.
I guess.
I don't think it's crazy to go with Abbasi.
Yeah, we'll go
Abbasi. You're just, you know, you're betting on him rushing the edit.
I guess we have to go to I'm switching. Let's go Dewan here.
You think Dewan?
Yeah. I would go with Dewan for sure, yeah.
If there is a chance of I think there's a chance that Abbasi wins, but if there is any chance that it might just not be done, then I feel like that has to be sort of disqualifying at this point. Unless I really feel he can win, which I don't know.
All right, that he next could. Matchup, Hong Sang-soo, David Cronenberg.
Cronenberg, we know, has a movie, for sure.
Hong Sang-soo for sure has a movie.
I don't think we know about one. It, you know. Do we? I don't think he is. There's been.
There's reports, not like one where but there like aren't that, always. This is the next
right.
Song.
Right. But like, you usually only know if, like, you know, it's like, oh, he's shooting with Isabelle Huppert now.
Sure.
More I often, guess you don't know when he's making a new. Excuse me, movie.
Wait, was there one at Berlin?
Yes, with Huppert. Oh, that, okay. That was the one with Huppert.
Sure, okay, then it's Cronenberg.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is Mike Lee and Joshua Oppenheimer.
So the Lee is, it has Marianne Jean-Baptiste.
Yes.
Back, which...
Secrets and Lies.
Yes, I wonder if that is like
the juice.
That's a slam dunk acting win.
Sure,
perhaps,
maybe. He has a palm
for Secrets and Lies.
For Secrets and Lies, that is true. We talked about it on this podcast for this reason.
Yeah, God,
this one it feels to me like. Lee, I feel like Lee for sure is gonna play Oppenheimer, I'm less sure of. Though if they were both in a lineup.
You love being sure that Mike Lee has a movie it can.
Yeah. That's true. I'm Mike Lee Oppenheimer.
Huh?
Andy?
I said I might lean Oppenheimer.
Oh. Jesus.
Andy?
Yeah, it's tough. I guess right. I don't know.
I can see both.
Right. I guess giving Mike Lee a second palm for another movie that stars Marianne Jean-Baptiste. I wonder if it is too.
I don't think they know.
Similar. You don't think someone will mention that at some point?
No, I don't. I think.
I think almost never do they know what has won awards at other Cannes.
That's funny. They need a fact checker there to be like, just so you know.
Don't they have, like, a person from Cannes who, like, shepherds them around and says, like, now it's time to meet or whatever?
Possibly, yeah, but I do not think like, they have a discussion. I don't think anyone... I think unless Thierry, like, gets worried about an outcome, I don't think they get nudged.
Okay.
Where are we going?
I feel like Andy wants to go Oppenheimer.
I mean... I would love for either to be, like, a big deal, honestly. Let's say Lee, just because it's probably sure. Done. I guess, yeah. Or, like, yeah. It's right.
All right.
It will probably play Lee. Competition at a festival, for sure. All which right. I don't feel quite as confident about with the
album. Next matchup. Francois Ozone. And Nabil Ayush.
Really boxed ourselves here.
I say Ayush.
Your Francois Ozone is never winning a Palme d'Or.
Yeah, no, he's never winning. There's no universe where he wins the Palme d'Or. Let's go Ayush.
Lucretia Martel and Arnaud Desplechin.
Two documentary hybrid films, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wait, Desplechin and who?
Martel.
Christian Martel. Chocobar.
Yep.
I kind of like Martel.
I would say Martel too, I think.
Martel.
Next Martel, the Shell with Shoes on?
Sean Baker and Wong Bing.
Ooh.
Two dogs.
Keep saying that.
Yeah. I'll put the link in the description to the Kevin Garnett video.
The universe will
bow your ass.
Me and Cullen like Red Rocket, and I think we would both agree that the universe where Sean Baker wins the Palme d'Or is too...
That's a little crazy, I guess.
That's a scary future to live in, I'd say. Wong Bing. I think Wong Bing.
Next matchup. Andre Arnold and Wong Bing.
You know, we said that, and now I'm like, Sean Baker? What if Sean Baker does do it?
No.
I feel like it's not impossible.
I feel like, for whatever reason, Sean Baker is the only person here I keep feeling the urge to nudge you on.
So we want to, I've already said the next matchup, we want to go back and make it Baker?
No.
Who would the other person, Wong Bing is not winning the Palme d'Or. I feel like
unprecedented.
Of course not.
Sean Baker versus Andre Arnold.
We're prognosticators, we're journalists, we need to go over our heads, not our heads.
Yeah, that's right, that's what we are.
Sean Baker versus who?
Andre Arnold.
That's interesting. I feel like they're kind of fighting for the same slot spiritually on a can lineup. Where is the Andre Arnold movie set? Is it in England?
Called Bird.
I mean, she went from cow to it's you.
It's in the air.
She went from cow to bird.
Is the cow from Cow and Bird? Is it about a bird who landed on cow?
I doubt it. I think the cow from Cow might have been eaten, would be my guess. I feel like that's what Cow is about.
What if she remade the Eastwood movie?
Yeah, it's a mouse.
Charlie Parker.
Yikes! I put your money where your mouth is, Emilio.
Cullen, what's your Baker. Hey, what about my mouth now?
But we had Wong Bing.
What if right before can... her version of Big Little Lies season 2 leaks and it's terrible.
They pull it?
I don't know if that would swing things, quite frankly.
Is the Sean Baker movie A24 also?
I think it might be. I don't think it's A24. I think it.
Right. Are any of our movies left?
It's Neon. It's Neon.
It might be. It is Neon.
Are we pushing?
We're pushing Baker, I guess. It's Baker.
Yeah, I swear to God, this process ends with us saying Sean Baker in a palm door.
Next mashup.
The crazy Joe thing, Donka. it might be more right than we were last year.
What else does Neon have? They have the Abbasi, I think. That's them. But you eliminated that, right?
Yes.
Who had the Dewan? Was it Dewan?
That's also Neon.
Okay.
And then they've got...
I feel like there's one more here, but I don't remember what.
The Oppenheimer is them.
But that's been eliminated.
Is the Cronenberg?
It's been eliminated. Yeah. No? I don't think that has distribution.
Because Crimes was Neon, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But this one does not seem to have U.S. distribution set up at the moment.
That's crazy. What are we doing? I saved Ben Said.
Alright. Judge Anka versus Lucrecia Martel.
This is the time where we have to now, Emilia, you said consider that the gem might not be ready.
But. Also true of Martel.
Also, Martel, I can also see playing at another festival.
Right. I would say I am slightly more confident that Martel's has finished her movie, but if I knew for sure that they'd both finish, then Jaja would be way more likely to be in competition at Cannes.
He is like an Andre Arnold sort of guy where he's always like in the awards picture but has never won a palm, right?
Yeah.
I like Gia. Yeah. I like Jonka.
I agree.
I like Gia Jonka here.
You might be racing towards the same thing that happened last year. Not to get in your heads.
Uh-oh.
You already got in our heads with the Baker thing, I feel.
All right. Next matchup is Audrey Dewan and Nabil Ayush.
I think Dewan.
We have to go Dewan.
Yeah.
They did the classic thing where Dewan almost lost like two matchups previously, but as she keeps rolling, she's facing weaker competition somehow.
Yeah. Last one for this round, David Cronenberg and Mike Lee. I'm going Cronenberg.
To win a palm?
Yeah.
This does sound like it's like the sad, depressing Cronenberg about his wife having passed away.
Yeah.
Not that it won't also be gross, but...
Cassell plays Karsh, a grieving widower who builds an innovative device to help people connect with the dead.
Karsh is so good.
We gotta go Cronenberg, I think.
A lot of crazy names. Jennifer Dale plays Myrna Slotnick.
Perfect.
Elizabeth Saunders plays Gray Foner.
Ugh. I love David Cronenberg so much. Remember when we watched Videodrome, Colin?
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Crimes of the Future, the best movie of the decade.
I should see that again. I like it quite a bit, but...
it's the thing I say about the movie all the time, but it is the most I have thought about a movie...
Yeah.
Maybe ever.
He's really cooking.
That's one of the few movies where I'm just like, he maybe just nailed society with that one.
Yeah, we're sending Cronenberg.
No, it's Mike Lee. Come on.
Andy. Ugh. No, Cronenberg, you're outvoted. Sorry.
I did not give a thought. I'm like sort of in between. I guess I'm going to go Cronenberg just slightly I don't think... I don't really think he's going to win out, but I also don't really think Lee's going to win.
I think it's more likely for Cronenberg to be there than for Lee to be there.
That's probably true.
That might be true, I guess. I guess
now, Emilio can't admit that that's true.
I mean, now my word is being impugned here, so we just have to go Cronenberg and move on. What's the next matchup?
So if I might be wrong, but is it Sean Baker and Cronenberg?
That sounds right. No, it doesn't. Maybe. Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Sure.
Sean Baker versus Cronenberg.
You know, at this point it doesn't matter. He can shake up the seeding.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but I'm kind of feeling Baker here.
Andy?
Yes, I think Baker is more likely to win a palm than Cronenberg at this point.
Well, I'll be the one under protest this time, but I'll send Baker through. And then Jojanka versus Audrey Dewan.
This is one of those classics, is a quarterfinal, but maybe should have been the final kind of matchups.
Are you going to end up with all Neon movies in the semifinals?
Are we going
Whose prediction
Dewan?
Was it that Neon would not win the...
I believe that was me. Yeah, that was Jesse. That yeah, Neon would not win the palm.
Yeah, this activity... I'm feeling a little shakier about that.
Do we think it's Dewan?
I think Dewan.
I think Jonka. Yeah, Jonka.
Make the case.
I think he's kind of a... It's he's due kind of guy. You know,
what's the what?
We don't really know. It's being, like they're not like saying much about it. Like it's a thing that has effects and thus might not be finished. That's all we really know.
Yeah,
I guess I have.
You know, Zhao Tao is in it because it's a Zha Zhangke movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
and also, per Jesse's previous argument, they have no idea who's due or who's not due.
So true.
That is true.
That's true.
Which also has to do with one of my cases against Dewan, which is sort of like, would they feel a little like they're jacking swag by giving a recent Golden Lion winner a palm?
Sure. That, I mean, I don't think that. I think that is a thing they probably know just because you could. That is like the reason why she is famous, is that she just won a Golden Lion.
Yeah. I mean, if she hit the palm after the line, that'd be crazy for the Emmanuel remake.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. Actually.
But is it? Yeah, but it's sort of crazy in the vein of like fucking
only a twisted mind that could come up with Barbie could.
No, come up I with mean,
a palm winner
what,
like that.
I forget what the fucking name of the car movie.
Teton.
It's sort of crazy for that to win in the same way it would have been crazy for like Teton to win. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
I think it's Dewan. I think we go Dewan here.
Did anyone else see Happening?
No. I saw Happening.
Andy saw it.
Yeah. It's
any thoughts?
It's okay. It's yeah.
It's, yeah. It's like kind of good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay. Strong endorsement here.
Yeah.
Didn't love it. I mean, I don't know.
Kind of good.
I want to give it to.
Yeah.
Baker Dewan.
The finals are Baker Dewan.
This is the final?
Yeah.
That's great.
Amelia wants to give it to Baker so bad. I can see it in his eyes.
No. But I think I want to go Dewan. But I am just like, we pushed Baker this far. Am I just saying Dewan just so I can, just to hedge?
I guess a remake. How often has the palm gone to a remake of anything?
I think 17 times?
I'm flipping Cullen off right now.
For no good reason. You should be laughing and thanking me.
Laughing and thanking you. You would hate that if I was thanking you for a joke you made.
Yeah, and I'm also now, after the last matchup, I was like...
It should be Cronenberg.
I it's Dewan, for sure. But yeah. Now my feeling is like, did we... I may have pushed Baker too far. I may regret one or two matchups there for him. But I stand by it. I think
Dewan's a perfectly.
Yeah, we'll put our chip on the
a three seed.
Almost like that.
And then she'll do. If Berlin exists, she'll try and get a bear.
I mean, it's not going to stop existing. Elephant's not a remake, but it's pretty heavily based on the film Elephant. Yeah. I mean, this is a readaptation. I believe it is a novel.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, that feels about right.
Audrey the Wands, Palme d'Or winner. You heard it here first. Folks, if there is some weird French betting site that gives you odds, take up.
Your life savings? Guaranteed.
Had anyone adapted what's it called before Apocalypse Now?
Heart of Darkness?
Maybe not. I feel like if it's just like an adaptation of a book, I feel like there are probably other examples of that. Of just like, this is a book that people like adapting.
Yeah,
sure.
Triangle of Sadness, of course, is a remake of Boat Trip.
That is true.
It's not true.
Not a lot of people know it, but it is true.
Yeah.
It isn't true.
Harris Dickinson was supposed to play the Horatio Sands character. Then it gets changed.
Anyway.
Yeah, does anybody have a second Boat Trip specific?
Junior. Yeah.
That's it. That's all you got.
Woody Harrelson could have been a Boat Trip.
Sure. Is Sherry O'Terry in there? I feel
like she... Maybe?
I'm more confident that Sherry O'Terry is in it than Woody Harrelson.
That is in it or isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Is.
I feel like there's a joke to be made about Orson Welles' Othello being a remake of something that isn't Othello, but I'm not getting there.
Well, we did it.
Yep.
Time for special presentations.
Yeah. I must have seen something. What do I want to talk about?
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so this is a weird thing for me to plug. I believe I am on the record as not being a big interviews guy, but this is an interesting interview I read on a Substack. There's a Substack called Tone Glow.
Oh, sure.
Which is, I think, half interviews, half, like, reviews of music. But
And film.
They do review film. They interview a lot of film people, and this is sort of an interview of a person who falls in between those lines, which is an interview with Koichi Shimizu, who is one of the sound designers for Peach Upon Reciprocal's movies. He co-designed a lot of the sounds for like Cemetery of Splendor, and like helped create the Memoria Bang. And it was a very fun interview where he asked him about like his work in like experimental electronic music and like what's it like working with a Peach at Pong, and what's it like working with other like filmmakers to like produce sounds, and just like it's a sort of fascinating thing, and it's also like sort of a fun and funny interview. I believe the person behind the Substack is Joshua Minsu Kim.
Yes.
Who is a just general writer out there on the internet, writes for a lot of film publications. And I really enjoyed that interview. It was a good interview. I think people should read it. Check out toneglow.substack.com. Anybody else?
Yeah, I think it's very possibly even probable that I plugged this as an album before. But Songs for Drella, I finally caught up with the restoration that played New York Film Festival way back in 2021 when we were there, and I just couldn't make time for it, which is an album that Lou Reed and John Cale did in 1990 about Andy Warhol shortly after he had died. It's a great album and great music, and Ed Lachman directed it, and he shoots it incredibly. And it is an also sort of just like Warhol and Lou Reed are both like a sort of type of guy that I've been thinking a lot about of late. That it was just an interesting thing to watch.
Yeah.
John Cale maybe a little bit too, but he seems like a slightly cooler type of guy.
Great.
Go ahead.
Great Lou Reed cover of This Magic Moment in Lost Highway.
Sure.
An amazing scene.
I didn't know that.
I just watched that. Yeah. I believe I saw Songs for Drella, but not the like new restored version, just whatever was on YouTube like a while ago. And I remember seeing it and I was like, oh yeah, this is cool. I like this music. It sort of weirdly was like the most I was ever able to get into either of their music.
That's funny.
It was sort of like working on a level where I was just like, oh yeah, these are just like very good songs I like listening to.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I listen to that album somewhat frequently.
Speaking of songs we like listening to, I'm back with another Vampire Weekend check-in. And I've been running Father of the Bride a lot. I think this is maybe three. But maybe it was actually that we talked about it one week, then I plugged it the next week, and then here we are now. But yeah, Father of the Bride. I think the stretch of Hold You Now, Harmony Hall, Bambina, This Life is pretty untouchable. And then once you get to Sympathy Through the End is also some awesome, awesome stuff. And I've just been listening to it a lot, and it's great.
I feel like we've done a lot of really unmanageable coffee goals. Let's say if we get $20 by the end of March total, I will listen to Father of the Bride for the first time since it came out. Wow. And if we don't, I will never listen to it again.
Does this include our regular recurring donors?
Or no.
No, okay. We love you, regular recurring donors.
Of course.
Maybe we cut that out so they don't remember that they're paying us. JK.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No. My plug, I went out to breakfast to celebrate my dad's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to my father.
Happy birthday, Papa Andy.
Yes. Yeah. And we went to a place that's a crepe specialty place.
Whoa.
And I gotta say, breakfast crepes, they're really great. They're light, they're delicious, they're good sweet or savory. I got a savory one and a sweet one. You know, one with like eggs and bacon and stuff in it, and then one with maple sugar and maple syrup and strawberries on it. Both excellent. And also they had great buttermilk biscuits, and having a buttermilk biscuit with butter and jam at breakfast time is hard to beat. But yeah, breakfast food, breakfast crepes, all I love breakfast food.
Andy finally giving the French a fair shake.
Yeah,
that's right. They're one so good contribution. Maybe we got to rename them though.
Freedom, what do you want to call them?
Freedom pancakes.
There's already that implies that normal pancakes aren't freedom pancakes.
Yeah, no.
We'll figure it out.
And with that.
I will release our audience.
Bye. Bye. Bye.